Coming up on today's episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Roger and Suzanne Perry, who own Dats in St. Pete, in Tampa, in Riverview. They own Donovan's Steakhouse in Riverview and Doe. They own Dr. Barbecue. I'm a licensor. So this is where it ends. And that's the real story, you know? I mean, there's no ulterior motives. It's a successful project, you know? It's just one of them things. It ends differently because of the real estate values. The only time I ever worked for another restaurant was Justin Timberlake's restaurant in New York City. I'm still a spokesman for the National Turkey Federation. I am still working for Louisiana Grills. I'm still on Fox locally every other Wednesday. Yeah, I got plenty going on, and I'll be around town. You won't be hard to find me, like, at Green Bench drinking a beer or at Ferg's or, you know, Steve's maybe. I'm still going to be around the neighborhood.
Coming to you from St. Petersburg, Florida, you're listening to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast, the show that's the authority on where to eat in St. Pete. Here are your hosts, Kevin Godby and Lori Brown.
Hi, I'm Kevin Godby.
And I'm Lori Brown. Thank you for tuning in today.
Welcome to the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast. This is a special edition, one segment episode that will be commercial free. And after a 16-month hiatus, we're doing this special one-off show to talk to Ray Lampe, who many of you know as Dr. Barbecue. Welcome, Ray.
Welcome.
Hi, guys. Great to see you. Thanks for doing this. This was at my request.
It was, and we were happy to do it. I remembered where to plug everything in and all that.
Yeah, that was the thing. Kevin had to get his stuff out of storage. Yeah. It is a favor.
Yeah. Happy to do it. So the reason we're here is, well, the main reason is the restaurant with your name on it, which seemed to be operating business as usual, suddenly closed on Thursday. What happened?
That's the million-dollar question. Again, thank you guys for letting me do this, because I want to say it the right way, and I want, you know, for about a week or so, I'm not going to talk to anybody else. This is the story, and this is how you're going to get it. But it's all the truth, you know, and I want it to get said right. First thing you got to understand is the relationship of how we started the restaurant or what the business arrangement was. Roger and Suzanne Perry, who own Dats in St. Pete, in Tampa, in Riverview. They own Donovan's Steakhouse in Riverview and Doe. They own Dr. Barbecue. I'm a licensor, so I own all the Dr. Barbecue name and all that stuff, and I licensed that to them. But in our world, it was a partnership, but that's the way it was set up. So fast forward 5 years, our agreement basically was up, but what the real thing that happened was Roger had an opportunity to sell the building. If you look at the Moxie Hotel, they're building right across the parking lot there, those folks approached Roger and Suzanne and asked if they could buy our building. And I got to be honest, it's a business decision, and I had no say-so in it, but I do believe I'd have done the exact same thing, and I've told Roger I think he made the right decision. It's the nature of how things are going in St. Pete right now. You know, we're seeing this with a lot of restaurants. We're not the first, and we're not the last, where the property value basically exceeds the interest in running a restaurant, and that's basically what happened. And so we had the opportunity. We could have stayed for 18 months in that property. That the plan is to tear it down in 18 months. That's what the developer tells us. But it just didn't work for any of us. We just didn't, you know, at that point, the life is out of it, and we didn't really want to do it. And we just, none of us really had the interest in starting all over and building a new one either. So this is where it ends. And that's the real story, you know? I mean, there's no ulterior motives. I'm not mad at anybody. It's a business decision. It was a good business decision. I would have made the same decision. We went into this probably hoping it would have went 10 or more years. It ends up being a five-year project for us. The restaurant was open of 4 years and a couple of months. It's a successful project. You know, it's just one of them things. It ends differently because of the real estate values. And that's the whole story right there. Roger and Suzanne, we're all still friends. I have no animosity towards them because of this at all. They're doing the right thing. They couldn't be better to me. When we started this whole thing, they approached me about doing this. And I've turned down restaurant deals a lot of times in my life. The only time I ever worked for another restaurant was Justin Timberlake's restaurant in New York City. And it was a similar thing. It was a licensing thing. They needed the credibility of me. And it was a lot of fun, but I wasn't there that much. I was way more involved in this one. But the reason I did it was because Roger and Suzanne are good people, good operators. And I felt good about it. You know, I'm lucky enough to not have to do projects I don't like in my life. And this is one I really liked. And we really had a lot of fun. If you've ever been in there, you see the building. You see what they built. I mean,
yeah, it was an amazing space.
It was.
Well, and what a bucket list thing for someone like me. It was not my idea to paint my face on the side of the wall. But what a cool thing to have somebody do for you. And the cardboard cutout that's there and the tiki mugs. And, you know, I mean, this was a blast. And there's no problems. It's just a real estate thing. And there's no good way to close a business, but it's the end of the year, and that was the agreement. And so we move on.
So is there any future for that particular restaurant space with you?
We'll see. There's still the opportunity as of this moment to the 18 months is available. The developer would like to have someone come into that space for 18 months. I've talked to two people that are interested, and they're talking to him. I don't know how to run restaurants. It's just running restaurants is not what I do. What I do is right. Be Dr. Barbecue.
Right.
I'm technically the culinary director, you know, and I the name is mine. So I can go forward. You know, Roger and Suzanne are done, and they move on, and I move on. So I can go forward and do something, whether it happens in that space or somewhere else or not at all. I don't know. We'll just have to see. I've been really lucky, again, to be able to pick and choose projects in my life, and I picked a good one with Roger and Suzanne, and I'm not going to take anything unless it really makes me feel good. I wasn't in the restaurant biz before, but I don't know. We built a pretty good name in town, and I got a feeling there might be some interest.
So for that space, that's Dr. Barbecue right now, the restaurant, could possibly open back up as Dr. Barbecue for a year and a half, or maybe not?
It's possible. It's possible at the moment. There's no deal done. And, you know, with the 18th month, you know, that's the time frame. So
right. The
day we get to January 1st, well, the clock starts ticking. So if it took us a month or two to put the project together, then it's 16 months. And it's just a pretty hard deal to put together for anyone. So I don't know. It's a long shot. But it's definitely possible. I don't know what else are they going to do with that space for 18 months. But I don't know how to run restaurants, and I have no interest in it. And if it's not the right deal, I wouldn't do it either. So
right. It
is a possibility. But boy, every day that goes by, it becomes less of one.
So you'll be hanging around St. Pete then?
Yeah, I'm not going anywhere. A lot of people think I don't live in St. Pete, that I visit occasionally. I live in St. Pete. And if you know Sandy, we live in the house Sandy grew up in. And she's not moving. You know, the house is remodeled. It's real nice. She's not going anywhere. So neither am I. But it's fine. We like St. Pete. And I've been here for 12 years or so now. And I'm not going anywhere at all. So, you know, you never know. Something could occur in a different part of St. Pete, too. Again, I have nothing in the works. I don't know that I'm even really looking that hard. But you never know. I suspect that my phone may start ringing.
Well, you'll have to let us know if something happens on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
Anything else in the works in any other areas?
I'm still a spokesman for the National Turkey Federation. I am still working for Louisiana Grills. I'm still on Fox locally every other Wednesday. I don't know what I'm going to talk about anymore because I was always trying to work in a plug for the restaurant, but I'll find something to talk about. And then, yeah, I got new projects. You know, I got actually a really cool TV idea that I can't tell either, but it's an idea I've floated around a little bit, and a couple of different people are interested. So that's always, but those are like always a million to one shots. And last but not least, I'm thinking about maybe writing another cookbook. So I wrote 9, and the business just kind of went awry. So I've kind of been avoiding that, but it really seems like I should write a 10th one here at some point. So yeah, I got plenty going on, and I'll be around town. You won't be hard to find me like at Green Bench drinking a beer or at Ferg's or, you know, Steve's maybe. I'm still going to be around the neighborhood.
When we went to lunch recently, you showed me something on your phone. Is that something we can talk about?
Yeah, we can. It's pretty far off. I forgot about that one. This is my life. You know, people are asking me, like, are you crushed by this? Are you worried about this? No, because this is how I live my life. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm already past it. You know, it's just not how I live my life. I'm not going to feel bad about this. It was a great run. We had a lot of fun. I'm on to the next thing already. And there's a lot of them. So yeah, a line of barbecue seasonings. Some people I know are in a position to kind of take care of the blending of the seasoning. They had a good label person to do a good design, which I showed you, which I think are pretty cool.
Yeah, they looked great.
And they've got distribution, and I had some pretty good ideas for what to do. I mean, that's really what I've made a career out of, is recipe development, probably more than anything, and right. talking. You know, I can always talk pretty good. So that's why the restaurant thing is just almost like an afterthought for me. It's been a huge part of my life for the last 5 years, but it's not everything I do. So yeah, the barbecue seasonings, we're hoping to have those ready to go in March. I've got a big trade show I got to go to in March, the Fiery Food Show. So I told them I'd really like to have that going by then. These things just take forever to put together.
Ray Lampe, thank you so much.
Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, guys.
That's it for this episode of the St. Petersburg Foodies Podcast.
Thanks for listening.
See ya.
That's all, folks.